In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us.
He is among us.
Do you remember what we talked about last Sunday? Remember?
It was about that party thing. Oh,
yeah. It was about the party. And why did we talk about the party?
Because sometimes in life you do not want to do the right thing, you want to do the wrong thing, and then it ends up being hard.
It was not quite that. What was it?
It was the devil's temptation.
It was about what? More specifically, it was about being. We talked that at a party, if the people around you start to do something wrong, what do you do? No.
You get out of there.
You get out of there, you become separate.
Keep yourself safe.
Keep yourself safe. Sometimes we are called to be different. We are called to be separate. Because thus we stay alive. We stay safe. So last Sunday we talked about being separate. And we talked about the example of going to a party. And if people, Yolut said, you know, that if kids your age start drinking or start doing something bad at a party, we should call our parents and tell them, you know, please come and pick me up because things are not going well here. I want to come home. Now, let's say that the next day you go to school and when the teacher comes to class, you stand up and you say, you know, ma'am, last night, our class had a party at so-and-so's house. And they started doing something bad, but I knew better. I called my parents. My parents came and picked me up, and I was well. Thank God, I'm not like them. But you did the right thing the night before, right? That's what we see the Pharisee doing in today's gospel. Do you know what a Pharisee, what the word Pharisee means? What the word itself means? Do you have any idea?
It's like a Pharisee. It's like.
Do you know?
Isn't it similar to like fantasy or?
No. A Pharisee. So the Pharisees were like a group, like a religious group in Israel. They were a group of people. And Pharisee means to be separate.
Oh.
Because they really wanted to do what is right and to be separate from the rest of the society that was not doing what was right. So they wanted to be separate and to be good. And guess what? Most of the time they did very well, but they became proud of that. The Pharisee in today's gospel was boasting about giving tithes, giving 10% of everything that he got, everything that he had, and fasting twice a week. Was that bad?
No.
No, it was good. Fasting twice a week, giving 10% of everything that he had, you know, to the temple, that was good. But then he boasted about it. And even he compared himself to this tax collector, to this sinner. Thank you, Lord, that I'm not like him. So, that's a danger. And today, the church, you know, after last Sunday, after telling us, you know, come out and be separate, the church tells us today, but there is a danger about this. Be aware of the fact that when you become separate, you could become proud of how good you are now. Please keep that in mind. Okay? If by the grace of God, God gives you wisdom to do something good, to separate yourself and not to do the wrong thing that everybody around you does. You copy? Don't become proud of that. Wow. I can't believe I'm so good. I can't believe I'm not like the people around me, like the kids around me. I'm so much better than them. Then all the good deeds that we do lose their value. Because the kids that did something wrong the night before, maybe they realized what they did and they said, wow, That was a huge mistake. I'll never do that again in my life. And from that moment on, they could have a much better life. But we, who did a good thing last night, if we become proud about it today, we'll become proud for the rest of our life. And pride is the greatest sin.
So the roles got switched.
Exactly. The roles got switched. Yes. What do you
say? Then why would that guy tell the teacher about it? I'm just going to ask that.
Why? Because, you know, he was so proud of himself now. So, keep that in mind. That it is very, very important to do what is right. Right? Do what is right, but don't become proud of it. Give thanks and glory to God. That's it. Or, you know, it's like, do you breathe every day?
Yes.
Do you breathe now?
Yes.
Is it good to breathe?
Yes. Yeah.
Is it important to breathe?
Yes.
Are you proud of breathing?
No.
No. No.
It's just a normal thing.
It's a normal thing. Is it normal to do what is right? Then don't become proud of doing what is right. Because it's normal to do what is right. Okay? Like breathing. We don't become proud of breathing. It's normal. We do it. It's right to do something. We do it. And it's normal. And we don't become proud of it. Amen. Thank you very much. Christ is among us. At 5:15, Johnny got home with a beautiful bouquet of flowers. He gave it to his wife and he said, "I love you." And then they had dinner together with the kids around them and then Johnny started. "I can't believe what a good husband I am. Every day I get up, I go to work, I come straight home with a bouquet of flowers every Wednesday. That's my preferred day for a bouquet of flowers. I bring the money home, I look after you, after the house. I can't believe what a good husband I am. I don't think there is any better husband in the neighborhood, maybe even in the city." Mary, his wife, just looked at him. "Johnny, I'm so fed up of you boasting about what a good husband you are. Thank you very much for being such a wonderful husband, but I can't take this anymore." At 9:45, Billy comes home. His wife was still wide awake. "Billy, where have you been?" "I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. After work, the guys told me to go out for a beer, and I went out with them for a beer. And we had a really good time. I didn't even realize how late it is. I'm really, really sorry. Please forgive me. I promise this is never gonna happen again. I know I did it before. I know it happened before, but I promise this is never going to happen again." "Okay, Billy, please come." "Yeah, come in. I forgive." This is what happened with the Pharisee and the publican. The Pharisee did what was right. He was fasting, he was giving tithes, but then he became proud of it. The publican was not doing what was right all the time. He was making mistakes. He was collecting taxes, maybe more than we don't even know. That's what, generally speaking, publicans were doing. They were collecting taxes to give to the empire, and many times they were collecting more than what were supposed to give to the empire to keep some for themselves, and everybody hated them. But in fact, you know, we don't know what that publican did. But obviously, he was aware of his shortcomings. And he asked for forgiveness. Today is the beginning of the so-called Triodian period. Today, at the service of Matins, we started using, in fact, from last night at the service of Vespers, we started using the so-called Book of Triodion, 10 weeks before Pascha. This is the preparation for Great Lent. The Church, in her wisdom, gives us 3 weeks to prepare for Great Lent, and then 7 weeks to prepare for the resurrection of the Lord. And during Great Lent, we really try to do our best to come back to God with our flowers, with whatever we could do to get closer to God. And the Church reminds us that we should never become proud of our asceticism. We should never become proud of our fasting, of our good deeds, of our tithing, or whatever. We should just do it because that is what is loving and right to do. That's what beautiful brides of Christ do. Because in our relationship, we have a relationship of marriage with God. And like the first wife, you know, God, I think, doesn't like it when we fast. And the Lord was very specific about that. God doesn't like it when we fast, when we pray, when we give tithes, when we do good deeds, and then we boast about it. And we become proud of it. It loses the value. What God loves is a humble and contrite heart. As we say in Psalm 50, that God loves a humble and contrite heart. Therefore, glad faithful, in our relationships, with each other, when we do whatever good thing for each other, let's not become proud of it because it loses its value. In the same, in our relationship with God. Now when we prepare to offer ourselves even more to Him, let us not become proud of it, but with a humble and contrite heart, like the publican, let us go to Him and say to Him, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner, because You know my sickness. I'm not even aware of how sick I am. But I'm here to offer myself to You, to be healed, to be transformed more and more into Your likeness. Because fasting, praying, giving alms, are not the goal. What's the goal of our human existence?
Oh, to become closer to God.
To become closer to God. Until we become one with God. Until we become like God. That's the goal of our human existence. Fasting, praying, giving tithes, making good deeds. These are tools that help us to forget about ourselves, to forget about our selfishness, to become more loving, and because God is love, by becoming more loving, we become more like God. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.